Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Temelo Modena. It's a Thursday, so as you know, we usually have a guest presenter in studio who refuses to co-present with me, who says, I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to watch you and I'm just going to be the guest. Well, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. None other than Professor JJ Taban. Sure, Chomiaga, you are a professor now.
Yeah.
Is that how we have to introduce you? We have to introduce you as Professor JJ Taban. Hi.
How are you?
I'm so happy you're behind
You look
the
so
microphone.
Good. What are you not telling me? You look so happy, so good. Hey?
We're supposed to be working. JJ Taban, you know, this for me, yeah. Right, is your platform, right?
Okay.
I know people know TV is your thing, but this radio
this
is your
is
thing.
My
this
first
is your
love.
Thing. Because you can do what you want on the radio.
You understand? And TV, they look at you with a evil eye if you do strange things. You know, when I had the first TV show, they said, why is this guy shouting on TV?
And so I remember asking you this question because what people don't know is that you're actually quite shy.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a shy person.
People don't know, you're so quiet that they get your own family surprised you shouted.
My wife was shocked. On the first day of the rent, she stood there and said, who's talking here?
Who's that?
And then we
who's
said, that? Honey, what was the problem? I said, no, I don't know also.
No, Keniki.
I was just angry about the mess that the country was going into.
I thought you missed radio. That's why we invited you to come.
I do. I truly do.
So, you know, let's do this thing. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. So, obviously, you've been watching the story. Tshwane Metro is in trouble.
Yeah. I rented about it.
Yeah.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah. And what do you make of what's happening there in Tshwane?
No, it's nonsense, honestly. I must tell you. Because you got 2 years to go to the polls. Right? What magic is going to be done by a new mayor between now and 2026 except musical chair, political musical chair that's got nothing to do with the citizen? Right? That's the first part of the thing. The second part is actually, you may hate the DA, you may like the DA, doesn't matter. Actually, this last 2.5 years were the most stable that Tshwane has ever been. You remember before that they didn't have a mayor for months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the Hammanskraal water that you and I know. Mm. People from Hammanskraal have had brown teeth for years because the ANC is incompetent for 30 years trying to get that right. But what's worse, right, besides even having to utter the fact that if you are in Hammanskraal, you can expect to have unhealthy water that has been proved by the CSI to be not fit for human consumption, is that the ANC's funder, Mr. Sodi, stole money off a treatment plant that was supposed to make sure that water is improved, and 35 people died. No one is in prison for it.
Was it not 13 years that they were busy with this water issue in Hammanskraal?
No, they've been. No. 13 will be an underestimation. They've been the dirty water thing that I'm telling you about. We knew when we were kids that if you are in that area,
your teeth are going to be brown.
Your teeth are going to be. What was the cause of that? Surely a government that cares should have come in and tried to sort that out within a reasonable time. Not 30 years, we're still dealing with people dying of cholera, like a Stone Age disease that was eradicated in the 50s.
So I'm going to ask you to put on your headphones because we've got on the line MMC for Utilities in the city of Tshwane. Temba Fosi, I'm sure you've spoken to him several times before, but he's on the line with us. In fact, he's on Zoom with us coming. Mr. Fosi, thanks for making time for us. I'm going, I'm flying with JJ Taban here, so I'm not alone. So good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to JJ.
Evening, my brother.
I'm sure
you my favorite anchor. The man is spot on.
Thank you.
You heard a little bit of the rant there, hey, Mr. Fosi. And I'm sure we all want to know. I mean, obviously, you guys had a press briefing today. I wasn't sure, by the way. What was the purpose of the press briefing, Mr. Fosi?
As you know that we are about to face a motion of no confidence in the next coming week, I think it was best for us then to table every achievement that we've made. And remember, with every change, you would find that people would cast aspersions that this was what was happening, misinformation to the public and all of that. So we had to then to document everything that the achievements that we've done, the easy wins that we've managed to get up until thus far. JJ is correct that it is first time in 30 years that there's movement, and as I can tell you now that by end of October the people of Farmers Cry will have first potable water ever. And he's correct to say since we grew up, myself, I'm from Pretoria, I knew exactly that anyone who comes from the Farmers Cry area has brown teeth. So we are the only administration up until thus far that we have worked pride aside, political fights aside. We sat with the minister then, Senzo Mkhunu, together with Celia Brink, to make sure that let's have other means of making sure that at all costs, whether there's change of administration or not, the people of Farmers Kraal obviously are going to be the losers if we don't do any other thing. So we've proceeded. I can proudly tell you that end of October, Pamela and JJ, the people of Farmers Kraal would have water. There's quite a number of also wins that we've gotten. It's only this month that we've got $1 billion that we've managed to achieve as a surplus, so we can be able to meet our service delivery. The issues of townships that are not being taken care of, I can tell you that it is the Action SA MMCs who are responsible for those regions. When they got into this coalition, amongst other things that they were crying about, was that we're not taking care of the township areas, Mamelodi, Attridgeville, and Mawiga, which is Mabopane, Winterfeld, and Karangwa areas. Guess what we did then? We pointed them to that direction. The deputy mayor currently is a regional MMC for that region that they were complaining about. The same applies to Region 2, which is Farmers Kraal and the Greater Montana area.
Yeah, but that doesn't fly. Hey, you know that doesn't fly. I mean, you can't tell me that you have MMCs that are Action SA MMCs and they are the ones that must take responsibility for the failures of the townships. I mean, you've got a mayor who oversees everything.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
You see, when you complain, when you are happy about the wins, you also need to be sad about the losses. If they feel that we are not doing well, they are part of government, so the responsibility falls on them. As I speak to you, if there's any escalations on the townships, if there's a massive water pipe burst, if there is basic service delivery, break and fix environment on a day-to-day basis, the people that they escalate to are the MMCs. If the park stops with them. But if there is a failure, I'm not saying that the issues of townships, there's quite a lot of things that still need to be done in the townships, Pamela. That's one other thing. However, when you are happy with the wins, you also need to be happy with the failures. You can't then say it is the DA that does this. You are part of that.
Let's park Action SA for a minute. How do you rate your own performance in the township?
I must say, how are we going to rate this? I'm going to give you facts. I can tell you that 60% of our capital budget is in the townships. This is where we're investing. So far as the substations are concerned, new reservoirs, informal settlements that have been formalized, electrification, and making sure that there's roads. I mean, in Attridgeville, Mamelodi, Soshanguve, Mawiga, there's quite a number of projects that are ongoing, which we do have in paper. So remember, if there's new development, the development needs to be in tandem with the infrastructure that needs to go to that particular area. I must say that in the past 30 years, JJ is correct, quite a lot of work that was supposed to have been done that have not been done. At this point in time, we are having so much backlog so far as the provision of infrastructure and the electricity, water, and the piping. Generally, all our townships are over 30 years old. Having asbestos pipes as to provide water, that is just an old technology and which it's got its own lifespan. We need to go back and invest again in making sure that we get newer pipes into our areas, make sure that the squatters, the informal settlement. And it's also need to understand that whilst we want that to happen, the influx of people coming into the city, also it doesn't talk to the amount that of money that we have so far as the infrastructure is concerned. So these are not talking to each other. We've got, at this point, 10 years back, we were about 2 million residents. At this point in time, we are 4.2 million residents in the city of Tswane.
So what, how do you rate yourself? I think the question was, how do you rate your performance in township? Because at the moment, the townships look like a mess. If you enter Mamelodi, it's like a dump site just at the entrances. You know, so Shanguve is, if, I don't even want to go to Shanguve. It's just a death trap there, etc. So it may seem like your 60% allocation hasn't worked so far, because it's one thing to allocate money, to say we've allocated X amount. It's another to rate yourself, to say, with what we have allocated, etc., we have achieved, we can give a, if it was you're a student, you know, should I give you 50, what do you think? And then, of course, the residents of those places can call us and tell us as well.
100%. Yeah. I can tell you that we are over 70%. We are over 70%. We are not there where we want to be, but we are over 70%. Let me just give a little bit of a background.
So, le passi.
The issue of but let me go, give a context. In fact, each and every Monday, I'm on Mamelodi on Mams FM, service delivery issues. The issue of Tampa, it's a societal ill that still needs to be addressed within our old communities. That one is a fact, especially Gomakishining. What happens is, JJ, we went go Tamaya Road. We cleaned the whole place called Tamaya Road. We put skips there. A week after that, Batuba Damba next to the skip. You can imagine those are the things that we still need to understand. So, and then you do the same exercise, JJ. I think I need to be fair. We do the same exercise where it's a Wisa go Khrundluf or Wisa somewhere else. Batuba Damba Laga Mula. So, these are the things that programs really push, especially in the townships. Making sure that we go to the schools and then educate our youngsters, because you educate somebody who's 45 years old about the responsibility of dumping.
So you give yourself 70. You are saying the other 30 is habits of the society. It's not your fault.
Those are societal ills. Yes, we do collect, JJ, amongst other things which are pivotal to this administration. Remember, before this motion of no confidence, we said trucks that compactors, all these garbage collecting trucks, they need to be 9 years or newer. Or earlier, rather, so that we desist from having excuses when somebody's supposed to go and collect waste, says, oh no, truck is takile, or there's something like some excuse. We said then, let's put trackers on each and every vehicle to make sure that there's due diligence. We make sure that there's quality assurance. All right. But the predominantly, JJ, it's a societal ills collocation more than any other thing. Because I can tell you, typically, JJ, somebody owns a dog. Let's put it that way. You know what? Mbiagia community would. But if you go to other communities, that's not the case. How to like
you or something? All right, sorry, I need to interrupt you there. Yeah, let me interrupt you. Just pack that one. Because we may not see eye to eye on blaming the people who are supposed to be saving on these things. Because you yourself are saying you've got to have programs to change that. So I don't want to then say what programs are there for now. I just want to talk about the politics of this thing. Right?
Okay.
You failed to negotiate with your partners to keep the government for another 2 years, right? And the citizens are going to suffer. If all you are saying, the good things you are saying you are doing, it means that those things are going to be interrupted. Suddenly you're going to have a new mayor, new MMCs. The MMCs may even fire their own staff under them, because those are people appointed by the previous. So it sounds like chaos. So another year probably will pass before we can see any proper service to the people. Why did you fail to negotiate the deal with at least the ANC, who you have a national deal with? Just put us into the picture. We'll come to Action SA. Start with the ANC, because it seems like they also are happy to see you gone.
Okay, JJ, I think it's always best to give this context. First preference would have been Action SA, the way that the coalition has been ongoing, because the performance has been extremely great. That one I should not take. We were working very nicely with that. If they had, if any other political party had an issue, they had a way of escalating within our own coalition management committee where we'd be able to address them, and then just before we can even go to council. If there was a report that needed to go to council, we'd discuss it, and then when we go to council, we're all in agreement, then we can sort to expedite whatever that needed to be done for the day. Unfortunately, this is the divorce of Arafanyo.
Why? What happened?
Now, we don't know, because the first thing was from the media. I mean, ordinarily, they were supposed to write us a letter and say, these are the complaints that we have, sort this out, and then leave. JJ, when you are a wife, cannot every time I accuse like you are cheating. There's nothing I be am taffling or this is the case. Una ukamantu torpan. It cannot work that way.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
what I'm saying, conflict. We've all watched the conflict. It's been
no,
public.
With the media.
It's been
Rena
public.
With the staffs, Rena, with the Concourse Action SA, yeah, we're okay. We still had Mako 2 days ago with the deputy mayor and the MMC Ian Tweed. So Bobotle, they were all shocked. What this is? What is happening in the decision making for this national leadership? So we could not discuss these things already because leader had taken a position, and then now we were all shocked. Same shock, the very same way as their staff is concerned. Okay, let me move to the second part where JJ says why is our election as other political parties to be able to form a government and Rituale Bill. JJ, that has been done from our side. It's done by national leadership. That is currently they have been having chats on, to see how we can be able to continue on the work Rena Lignon. And it's done in a holistic fashion. In case like you know Ekuruleni also it's I had not be ready. And you know Port Elizabeth also it's Leona in I had not be like so we are they're thinking of who brought us scope so that we in a position where each and every government that is currently in leadership it should finish off the term. Because you're correct to say, JJ, at this day, I mean, you're going to take 4 or 5 months before you even are stood with your own office. You can imagine. Then after that, it is campaigning time, you're going for election. So it is a problem.
Are you confident in your national leadership securing this mayorship for you? I mean, they couldn't do it in Johannesburg.
Yeah, remember, this decision is not a decision of our own political party alone. We need, obviously, to have a partner that we can say, okay, let's get into this marriage so that we can be able to better or even progress on the achievements that we have. It's not a one-party element. If that was the case, oh, definitely would have gone ahead and this. But we need all partners who are more interested into making sure that we take the city of Tswana out of this quagmire more than the interests apart. Because you find people who are more interested in issues apart, like what is happening in the HNSA now. I mean, we have been smooth. The wins that we've had up until thus far, if we were not disturbing, if we're not being disturbed, you can imagine that City of Tswana would have had a different trajectory.
I don't know. You know, yeah. Jukule Iniwana, Temba, you say you are on the radio. And you are going to tell me that you guys are servicing the townships?
Yeah, no, Raya go township.
Raya go Jukule. When did you last go there?
Maybe about 2 months ago.
And what did you find there?
No, there's issues of high mast that still needs to be sorted out, street lights that needs to be sorted out, and to a certain extent, the criminality that is happening there. Yeah, even if Uber is it needs to have security. What delivery needs to have security? Even our own guys, when they have to come in for basic service delivery, outages or even sewer blockages, there you find that they need to have personnel. So it is chaos so far as a crime issue. The issue we have to get more than any other thing, it's not necessarily service delivery, the issue of criminality that needs to be addressed by the SAPS and the national government.
All right, Temba Fosi, you got any other questions?
Yeah, sorry. Can you just deal with the issue of Brink is saying Mashaba is politically incompetent? It's quite a new phrase. I've never heard that before. What does he mean?
I think what he meant was, first, as I said earlier on, JJ, is that if you've got a qualm that you want to address and you're uncomfortable, you come forward. We've been hearing Mashaba saying things over the media. We've approached him several times. Let's sit down and be able to see how we can be able to sort out he never came through. We phoned Michael Beaumont. Michael, come through. Let's see what is the problem. Why are you in the media saying these things? Up until thus far, we've never heard anything. So it becomes an issue. One day, the issue here, we've went on GNU with the ANC and the national government. The other day, there's no service delivery in the townships. But we're saying, though, your MMCs are responsible for those townships that you're talking about, and there's money that has been invested there. Then he changes tune. Now the DA is arrogant. Now there's a DA mayor.
So there's a deadlock at the moment, and you are facing down the barrel of a motion of no confidence.
In
or is there hope before the week is out that this could be restored so that the people don't suffer the change that is abrupt?
JJ, I'm of the hope that the mayor will still continue. I'm of the hope that the motion can be withdrawn, and let's see other ways. Because you can't, the achievements that we've had up until thus far, you can't just throw them away. And to a certain extent is that we are limited so far as time for the election. So you can imagine the change of administration.
Who's envisaged to take over, by the way? Who's envisaged to take over as mayor? Is the NC candidate?
I cannot preempt anyone, but I think it's the executive mayor, Sila Prince, should still remain the mayor.
No, understand. I'm saying, who are they proposing? I'm sure by now they're not proposing any mayor.
They just want
Sila out. They will see copy.
Out.
But that one copy.
As to what is the problem with Sila, nobody knows. That's why we're saying that. If you have a problem, we sort issues in the bedroom before we even go outside. So unfortunately, this time the issue did not even land in the bedroom. It was just already outside. People talking about the removal of our mayor. What has the mayor done? Nothing. Service delivery. They are part of the service delivery. If there is a problem, then they are part of the problem.
Let me ask you
if
this:
if there are wins,
just because of time. So you're betting on a relationship more with the ANC than rekindling your relationship with Action SA. By the look of things, I mean you're insulting each other now. I'm just asking the question.
But can I say about versus the weekend? You heard Mashaba that they are out. They are out of this coalition. They've never even written us a formal letter to say that. We are saying as the Democratic Alliance, JJ and Pamela, that we are willing to work with anyone who's got interests of the people of Tshwane.
Okay.
It's irrespective of who, but obviously except the EFF.
Yeah, okay. MMC for utilities in the city of Tshwane. Thank you so much for your time. Temba Fosi, thank you. Thanks for playing along nicely.
Thank you very much, JJ. Nice
thank
to you,
Temba.
You, thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.